I'm Pete Sweeney with KCChiefs.com, and we are here with Jason LaCanfora of CBS Sports. Jason, first opportunity to see the Chiefs in 2015 today. What stood out to you?
I think in general, look, defense ahead of the offense. You can see some guys still trying to get on the same page offensively. But, you know, a lot of what's going to be their bread and butter, you know, it's going to be Jamal Charles. It's going to be how's that offensive line coming together.
Chiefs, of course, were 9-7 last year and missed the playoffs. What do you think needs to happen for them to take the leap this year?
In this day and age, you've got to be a diverse, robust offense. That wasn't the case last year. You know, there has to be some semblance of splash plays, explosive plays. But you also have to be able to protect long enough to make those plays happen. I mean, all that goes hand in hand. I mean, I think having a guy like Macklin be able to move the chains, be in the slot, but then also make plays downfield. They've got to be more of a big boy offense.
Everyone knows about the receiver stat. No wide receiver touchdowns last year, but they did bring in Macklin. What does he do for the other weapons as well?
Well, I mean, he's a difficult guy to contain. You can put him out wide. You can put him in space. You could probably even play with him in your backfield a little bit if you wanted to. There's obviously instant chemistry between him and Coach Reed, and they know they're already there. That offense is already embedded in them. Macklin probably knows the offense better than some guys who were even here last year, just because how far back he goes. So it can't help but be a positive.
Looking at that linebacker core, you have Tom Bahali, you have Derek Johnson, Justin Houston. Is that among the best in the league?
It's got to be. You know, all those guys, obviously very good at what they do, very distinguished. And they play well together, and they've been together for a while, and that shows. And certainly that's the lifeblood of the defense. But obviously, coming in here last night, the first person anybody talks about on defense is Eric Berry. Just what an emotional, spiritual lift just having him here provided. And literally everybody I run into here, the first thing is, you know, before long we're talking about Eric Berry and how much he means to these guys as a human being above and beyond a football player. So I think having his presence back is huge. Obviously we know what they have at linebacker. We've seen Dontari Poe and some of these guys emerge up front, and now they've kind of got to put all that together.
Well, that's good to hear, I'm sure, for Chiefs Kingdom. He's Jason LaCanfora with CBS Sports, and we thank him for joining us on KCChiefs.com.